Mm-hmm. Somebody in the press asked me what I would do if the court did not recognize me when I showed up. And I said, well, I think what I will do is simply sit underneath the clock and stay there until they see me. Well, I didn't have to do that. When I got to court that day, the first case was assigned to, was a case in which George Bushnell, former president of the American Bar Association, was the was counsel. So it was his case, and he was the first speaker. And and I asked him if he would allow me to take the podium, and he said yes. In the meantime, the court had met and talked about my writ, and apparently had decided they were going to listen to me. So so Justice Williams, who was then Chief Justice, called on me, and I proceeded to speak. Now looking through some of my speeches to see if I have my remarks on that occasion, I thought might be here, but maybe it isn't. It might be among my Dorothy Riley files. I had quite an extensive file on this whole business. Afraid I don't have it here. It must be in the, some of the files.
Was that kind of the last salute, you might say, in this campaign? Or?
Yes, I didn't. At that point in time, I realized that the public campaign was not likely to succeed. That basically what I had to do was to make my pitch to the court to try to persuade them to undo what they had done, and if I was unsuccessful in that, I really didn't have much recourse.
So the vote stood at that, when the, after the court settled its mind, stood 4-2, didn't it? Remember, it had been 3-3 and Levin, who had taken sort of a straddle, threw in with what became the majority.
Yes, now, of course, it was 3-3 because Dorothy had recused herself from acting in the case. Mm-hmm. So there were only six justices
right.
acting. And you had Brickley.
Brickley and Ryan on the one side.
Ryan. And who was the third?
Well, it would have been Levin, because Levin took this position that was very different.
Yes, Levin had voted with Brickley and Ryan.
The effective
first time around,
that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. To deny the writ, or at least not to grant the writ. So there being only three votes to grant the writ and three votes not to grant the writ, why the writ was not granted.
Correct.
And then over the weekend, Levin changed his mind.
How do you explain that? Is there, or doesn't that require an explanation? A person can change his mind in any kind of a legal proceeding, I suppose. Or was there something about this that... His explanation, as I recall, was that it's intolerable to have this situation that then existed. And so I decided to break the, call it the tie, and settle the issue, bring it to a clear-cut conclusion.
Of course, it was brought to a clear-cut conclusion the previous Friday.